Chapter 8. Defensive driving. Defensive driving means being prepared through the practice of good driving habits. It is just as easy to develop good driving habits as it is to fall into bad habits. Safety techniques begin the moment you step into the vehicle. Start by forming good habits immediately and use them every trip, whether it is for just a few blocks or for several hundred miles. Bad driving habits. Bad driving habits result from laziness, impatience, inattention, arrogance, and aggressiveness. If you display any of these bad driving habits, you must first evaluate your behavior and adjust accordingly to be a safe driver. Laziness. When you learn to drive, you are taught to look for other traffic before you change lanes, drive away from the curb, or get out of your vehicle on the traffic side. Always turn your head and look behind you for traffic before taking any action. Do not become lazy and look only in the rear view mirror. Another related bad habit is failing to signal. Always signal your intention before turning, changing lanes, or driving away from the curb. Allowing the combination of these bad habits to develop could be the cause of a serious crash. Impatience. Regardless of traffic, you must come to a complete stop at a stop sign or red light, even when making a right turn. Pressure from following vehicles and the absence of cross traffic may tempt you to only slow down for a stop sign. An impatient driver speeds from stop to stop, weaves in and out of traffic, and often tailgates other drivers. As an impatient driver, you may be paying close attention to what you are doing, but you do not realize you are disrupting traffic and increasing your chances of causing a crash. Inattention. As a good driver, you should sit up straight, have a firm grip on the steering wheel, be aware of where you are, and pay attention to developing traffic problems. If you relax, lean back, release your grip on the wheel, and allow your attention to wander, your vehicle may also wander. You can easily be identified as an inattentive driver if you drive with one arm out the window, talk to a passenger, gesture with one hand, or pay little attention to traffic flow. Arrogance and aggressiveness. While the impatient driver is simply in a hurry, the arrogant or aggressive driver is purposely in a hurry. As an arrogant or aggressive driver, you compete with your vehicle because it is an extension of your ego. You have little or no respect for traffic laws or the rights of other drivers or pedestrians. Don't allow yourself to become an arrogant driver or involve yourself in competition with an arrogant driver. Concentration. Concentration is one of the most important elements of safe driving. The driver's seat is no place for daydreaming, mental napping, window shopping, scenic viewing, or distracting conversation. Lack of concentration can result in a driver's failure to be observant enough to avoid a crash. Driving an automobile is a full-time job. Light conditions. The amount of natural or artificial light available at a given time affects your ability to see or be seen. You can have too much or too little light, which requires an adjustment in your driving to avoid a crash situation. For example, driving east during sunrise or west during sunset could result in a condition of too much natural light. The proper use of the sun visor, wearing sunglasses, a reduction of speed, and an increase in your alertness would be defensive action. On bright days of summer or winter, sunglasses may also be advisable to reduce the glare from glass and chrome on other vehicles or the glare from snow. At night and on overcast or rainy days, you will need all the light possible to see and be seen properly. Turn on your headlights. It is the law and a good idea to turn on your headlights, not just your parking lights, when it begins to get dark or any time visibility may be impaired, for example, fog, smoke, extreme cloudiness. If you turn on your headlights a little early, you will help other drivers see you. Keep your vehicle lighting system clean and in proper repair. A common term associated with light conditions that cause crashes is overdriving your headlights. Overdriving your headlights means driving too fast to stop safely within the distance clearly lit by your headlights. You may also be affected by too much light at night when meeting an oncoming vehicle. Looking directly into oncoming headlights causes momentary blindness. When meeting an oncoming vehicle at night, slow down, keep to the right of your traffic lane, and look well in front of your vehicle at the right edge of the road. When meeting another vehicle at night, dim your headlight beams within 500 feet of the other vehicle. When following another vehicle, Dim your headlights within 200 feet of the other vehicle. Rain. It is the law. Turn on your headlights to increase your visibility. Turning on your headlights during periods of rain or reduced visibility is the safe thing to do. Wet pavement. Rain and wet pavement are dangerous, particularly at the start of a light rain when a mixture of oil, dirt, and water form a slippery film on the road. This condition makes it harder for you to keep in contact with the road on curves and increases stopping distance. Reduce your speed to adjust to these conditions. Hydroplaning. Hydroplaning takes place when you are driving on wet pavement and it causes skidding. At speeds up to 35 miles per hour, most tires will wipe the road surface the same way a windshield wiper cleans a windshield. But as speed increases, tires start to ride like water skis on a film of water. In a standard passenger vehicle, partial hydroplaning occurs on the road at about 35 miles per hour. At 55 miles per hour, tires ride totally on top of the water. In a severe rainstorm, tires lose all contact with the road at 55 miles per hour. When this happens, there is no friction available to brake, accelerate, or corner. A gust of wind, road curve, or slight turn can create an uncontrollable skid. To reduce the possibility of hydroplaning, you should slow down during rainstorms, when roads are slushy, or when there is standing water. Keep tires properly inflated. Replace tires when tread wear indicators are visible. Tires with deep treads allow water to escape from under the tires and can prevent complete hydroplaning at normal highway speeds. Flooding. Flooded roadways are extremely hazardous to both drivers and passengers. Never attempt to drive across a flooded roadway. As little as 6 inches of water can float some smaller vehicles, while 2 feet of water will carry most away. Once a vehicle floats off the roadway into deeper water, it may roll uncontrollably while filling with water, trapping the driver and all passengers inside. In the United States, motorists trapped inside their vehicles account for nearly one half of all flash flood fatalities. In many cases, victims drive directly off the edge of an eroded road without knowing that the road is no longer there. Flooded roadways are especially dangerous at night when it is much more difficult to recognize flooding conditions. If your vehicle stalls in a flooded roadway, leave it immediately and seek higher ground. Remember, it is better to be wet than dead. Snow and sleet. During the winter, you should have snow tires or chains ready to put on your vehicle. However, neither will permit you to drive safely on snow or ice at normal speeds. If there is snow or ice on the road, slow down. Maintain a safe distance between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead of you. It takes as much as 12 times the normal distance to stop on snow or ice as it takes to stop on dry pavement. Be alert for danger spots. There may be ice or snow on bridges or overpasses when all other pavement is clear. Keep all windows clear of ice and snow. Keep your windshield wipers and defroster in good working condition. Never start driving until all windows are clear and completely defrosted. When you stop or slow down on ice or packed snow, always apply the brakes gently and smoothly. In a vehicle equipped with anti-lock brakes, you maintain the ability to steer while braking. However, in a vehicle without anti-lock brakes, you cannot steer unless you pump the brakes, applying and releasing them several times until you have the vehicle under complete control. Always be sure to release the brakes at the first hint the wheels are slipping. When starting on snow or ice, keep your engine speed low. Accelerate slowly and smoothly. If your vehicle has a manual transmission, let the clutch out slowly and always shift smoothly. Once you have started, get the feel of the road by applying the brakes while driving slowly to determine how slippery the road is. Adjust your speed to the conditions. High winds. Be alert for strong winds which can down power lines and trees and blow debris into your path. Crosswinds on the road can also be strong enough to force your vehicle into the oncoming traffic lane or off the roadway. Fog and smoke. Fog is an extremely hazardous driving condition. Smoke from factories, forest fires, and burning leaves can produce similar conditions. If you must drive in fog or dense smoke conditions, you should reduce speed. Be alert and prepared for an emergency stop. Use your low beam headlights. Use your windshield wipers to remove moisture. pull off to the side of the road and stop. If the fog or smoke impairs your vision, leave your lights on and also turn your hazard lights on. Road conditions. Road conditions primarily involve the road's construction. Road conditions to consider are curves, hills, pavement width, multiple lanes, road surfaces, poorly marked or unmarked roads, shoulders, and drop-offs. Vehicle conditions, state inspection law. You cannot safely drive 10 feet or 10 miles in an unsafe vehicle. West Virginia requires a yearly inspection of all vehicles to ensure they are in safe driving condition. Your vehicle must be checked at an inspection station displaying an official state inspection station sign. When your vehicle passes the state inspection, a sticker showing the month and year for your next inspection is placed on your windshield. It is against the law for you to remove this sticker. It is up to you to keep your vehicle in proper driving condition. Common vehicle defects that cause crashes are faulty tires, brakes, lights, windshield wipers, defrosters, mufflers and exhaust system, horn, mirrors, and unusable seat belts. Driver conditions. Make sure you are physically and mentally ready to drive. Some of the most common driver conditions affecting the safe operation of a vehicle are fatigue, alcohol, emotional state, and defective eyesight or hearing. Fatigue. Fatigue may be caused by lack of sleep or driving too long. Being tired dulls your mind and slows your reaction time. If you are alone and become tired, pull off the road and rest. If there are other licensed drivers in the vehicle, change drivers as soon as one driver becomes tired. If you are on a long trip, take a 10-minute rest break at least every 2 hours. This rest break should be spent outside of the vehicle, walk around, get a cup of coffee or a soft drink. Rolling your window down, turning your radio on, or singing can reduce the monotony of driving. Emotional states. Sometimes you may experience emotional states of anger, worry, or fear. You should attempt to control these emotions and gain self-control before driving. Traffic conditions. Various elements can affect traffic conditions, including vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Also affecting traffic conditions are the following. Time of day. Rush hours are times when traffic is congested and drivers are in a hurry. Rush hour traffic is usually inbound to metropolitan areas between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and outbound from these areas between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Rush hours in industrial areas usually occur during changes in work shifts. Day of week. Rush hour traffic is heaviest during weekdays. During weekends, you may encounter drivers who are making longer trips and driving longer hours. Time of year. Summer months are associated with an increase in traffic due to vacation travel. Holiday weekends also increase traffic volume. Watch out for drivers who are tired or in a hurry. Holiday periods also produce an increase in the number of drunk drivers on the roadway. Surrounding area. When driving in rural areas, you may encounter slow-moving farm machinery, hazards from stray livestock, game animals, and motorists driving at higher rates of speed. When driving in urban areas, you may encounter more pedestrians, bicycles, intersections, and stop-and-go traffic. Types of vehicles. A defensive driver is always aware of the number of heavy trucks and buses present in traffic. These vehicles can cause problems in passing and slow traffic on hills and grades. Traffic situations. The following traffic situations involve positions another vehicle can take in relation to your vehicle prior to a crash. 1. Vehicle ahead. You must always be aware that the vehicle ahead of you may stop suddenly and without warning. If you have not allowed enough following distance, the result may be a crash. To avoid this situation, you should stay alert, anticipate that the driver ahead may make a sudden stop and maintain a safe following distance. 2. Tailgating vehicle. The tailgating vehicle behind you is another situation that may cause a crash. You have a responsibility to the driver following you to signal whenever you make a change in your driving pattern. What you do can affect the other driver, especially if you slow down or stop suddenly. 3. Oncoming vehicle. The driver of an oncoming vehicle may cross into your lane for many reasons. The driver may be asleep, drunk, distracted, recovering from a drop off the pavement, turning, attempting to pass another vehicle or avoiding a pedestrian or other obstacle. There is also the possibility the driver may come into your lane while rounding a curve. 4. Vehicle at an angle. This situation exists at intersections, driveways, and entrances and exits to parking lots. Learn the traffic laws and obey signs and signals that control traffic in these locations. 5. Vehicle passing you. Other drivers will pass you for various reasons, but you should not view being passed as a challenge. Many sideswipe and run off the road crashes result from being passed. To avoid the possibility of a crash with a vehicle passing you, check your rear view mirror frequently. Know what is going on around you, slow down, and keep as close to the right side of the road as possible, making it easier for the other vehicle to pass. 6. When you pass, there is nothing wrong with passing if it is done legally, smoothly, skillfully, and with consideration. However, passing puts wear and tear on your vehicle, increases fuel consumption, and can involve you in a head-on, sideswipe, or run-off-the-road crash. Exceeding the speed limit when passing is illegal. If you have to speed to pass, you probably do not need to pass. There are 10 steps to passing another vehicle safely. 1. Keep a safe following distance. 2. Check oncoming traffic. 3. Check the traffic behind your vehicle. 4. Signal before a lane change. 5. Move to the left lane. 6. Accelerate. 7. Warn other drivers by blowing your horn and/or flashing your lights. 8. Signal lane change. 9. Merge right when you see the front headlights of the vehicle you passed in your rear view mirror. 10. Maintain a safe legal speed. On interstate highways, you should drive in the right-hand lane except when passing another vehicle. Safety equipment. Safety belts. It is the law. Everyone in a passenger vehicle must wear a federally approved safety belt. It is the responsibility of the driver to ensure that all passengers are buckled into their safety belts. The only legal exception is for persons 18 years or older who are riding in the back seat of a vehicle. In some cases, an exception to this rule may be issued for medical reasons, and proof of such a condition may be required of the driver. Statistics show that wearing safety belts reduces the chances of injury or death resulting from collisions by 45-50%. A safety belt spreads crash forces over the strongest parts of the body and helps occupants to ride down a crash. The lap belt should be worn so that it fits snugly and comfortably over the lower part of the hips. This will allow for normal bending of the body. Shoulder belts, which fit across the shoulder, should be worn with the lap belts for additional restraint and protection of the upper body. When safety belts are used properly, they will keep you from being thrown forward or out of the vehicle. They also keep you in the proper driving position when driving on bumpy or twisting roads. Child safety seats. West Virginia law states every driver who transports a child under the age of 8 years in a passenger automobile, van or pickup truck other than one operated for hire shall, while the motor vehicle is in motion and operated on a street or highway of this state, provide for the protection of the child by properly placing, maintaining and securing the child in a child passenger safety device system meeting applicable federal motor vehicle safety standards, provided that if a child is under the age of 8 years and at least 4 feet minus 9 tall, a safety belt shall be sufficient to meet the requirements of this section. For more information about child safety seats and safety belts, please call the Governor's Highway Safety Program at 304-926-2509. Head restraints. Head restraints are designed to reduce the chance of whiplash injury in rear-end collisions. If adjustable, they should be positioned to fit against the back of your head, not your neck. Anti-lock brake system, ABS. The anti-lock brake system, ABS, is one of the more popular safety features in new automobiles. When used properly, the ABS is a safety feature which provides drivers with the ability to maintain control over their vehicles while coming to an abrupt stop. The ABS is designed to prevent wheel lockup in the event a motorist must come to a quick stop. When applying the brake in a vehicle that has an ABS, the driver must continue to steer the vehicle while pushing hard on the brake. This requires a new way of thinking for many motorists. For years, motorists were taught to pump the brake to avoid wheel lockup and loss of control. However, in a vehicle equipped with an ABS, pumping the brake will only reduce the system's ability to bring the vehicle to a quick, safe stop. In fact, a driver can lose all brake force by pumping ABS brakes. One misconception concerning the effectiveness of the ABS is that it will stop a vehicle in a much shorter distance than regular brakes. This is only partially true. In fact, in the event of a sudden stop, the ABS will improve performance by only about 10% at best. Motorists should understand the ABS and all other safety equipment features of the vehicle they are operating. Remember, the ABS is an effective feature to help reduce the risk of wheel lockup and loss of control in the event of a sudden stop. However, it does not provide super brakes allowing a vehicle to stop on a dime under all circumstances, and motorists should not take risks they otherwise would not. Airbags. Beginning in 1998, all passenger vehicles were required to have dual airbags, and in 1999 all new light trucks were required to have dual airbags. The purpose of dual airbags is to protect both the driver and front passenger of a vehicle in the event of a crash. Over the past several years, airbags have been credited with saving thousands of lives. However, drivers and passengers should understand the precautions that must be taken to allow airbags to be a safety feature and not a danger that could cause fatal or serious injury or both. More information on airbags can be found in your vehicle owner's manual. With airbags, the driver and all passengers should have their seatbelts secured at all times. It is important to note that a majority of those killed by airbags were not wearing their seatbelts. Second, the driver should hold the steering wheel from the side so that their hands and arms are not between the airbag and their body. The safest placement is right hand at 4 o'clock and left hand at 8 o'clock. Both the driver's seat and the front passenger's seat should be slightly tilted backward with as much distance from the airbag as possible. This will allow room for the airbag to deploy before making contact with front seat occupants. Risk reduction for infants and toddlers. If a vehicle is equipped with a passenger side airbag, under no circumstances should an infant in a rear-facing safety seat be placed in the front passenger seat. When there is no other mode of transportation, several steps must be taken. First, the child's safety seat must be a forward-facing seat. Next, the child must be properly secured in the safety seat. Finally, the passenger side seat should be pushed all the way back, to maximize the distance between the child and the airbag. Again, it is recommended that all children 12 and under should be buckled and placed in the rear seat. Younger children should also be correctly seated in a child safety seat. 8 simple steps to safe and happy driving. 1. Roll 'em up. Keep your vehicle doors locked and the windows up when driving or when parked. 2. No free rides. No matter how innocent or needy they may appear, hitchhikers can mean bad news. Avoid them. 3. Know your vehicle. Familiarize yourself with your vehicle's controls and safety equipment. 4. Turn off your wireless communication device, or enable the hands-free function before driving. 5. Hide your valuables. Lock purses, wallets, luggage, and valuables in the trunk or glove compartment. 6. See the light. Should you become lost, do not pull over on the side of the road to study your map or directions. Instead, drive to the nearest well-lit, populated, public place such as a service station or restaurant. And be sure to lock your vehicle and take the keys with you. 7. Ready, check, go. Always park in well-lit areas and make sure you have your keys in hand when approaching your vehicle. Before entering, be sure to check inside and underneath your vehicle. 8. Make the call. In the rare event you feel you are being followed, proceed to a well-lit populated area and call the police. In most areas throughout the United States, the police may be called by dialing 911.